Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Years of academic study have proven the value of hope towards a person's quality of life. And to state the obvious, we could all really use some hope right now. For Christians who claim to trust the Bible as God's direct revelation to mankind, there should be a confident trust in it as our source of knowing true hope. Yet one of the main reasons the church is failing at being a place filled with hope is that it has built up so many of its own foundations and subsequent structures. Sure, many throw in tacit nods to cover that Jesus and the Bible are the focus, but they increasingly abandon the foundational hope built on sound doctrine. Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2 that the foundation of the church is in the doctrine taught by apostles and prophets found in the Word of God. He teaches that Jesus is the cornerstone and the structural foundation is biblical doctrine. Paul wrote that the structure, the church, is built on the joining and complementation of the two, Jesus and biblical doctrine. The growing trend is to construct the Jesus cornerstone of one's own palatable preferences without consideration for how the biblical and doctrinal foundation works cooperatively with the cornerstone. As a result, there is a spiritual immaturity epidemic in the church caused by a progressive and collective departure from difficult wrestling with sound doctrine. Instead, so many prefer to carefully, sometimes even unknowingly, build a muted Jesus who in their mind appears more universally palatable and is easier for them to defend according to the world's criteria. Lest you think I'm exaggerating, the numbers prove it. Barna surveys show that almost 60% of evangelical Christians think that having some type of religious faith is more important than which faith they have. There are volumes of surveys and research that all point to a stark decline in biblical literacy in the church. Here's another example from Barnum. Did you know that 81% of professing born-again Christians think that the main theme of the Bible is to take care of one's family? Almost every respected Christian researcher recognizes a shocking decline in foundational doctrine and discipleship in the church. It shows, and I'm speaking broadly here, in the music, the preaching, the programming, and unfortunately, the Christian witness of the modern church. It's no wonder so many search for hope elsewhere. See, doctrine is vitally essential as it helps us understand the true nature of our cornerstone. Hope is found in knowing that upon which we are built. I encourage you to dig into the scriptures individually and with your family and with a body of believers. It is only through such abiding that we fully know and understand the cornerstone of our salvation, the foundation of our doctrine, and the hope of our calling. Through abiding with Christ, through His Word, your perspective will change and true, lasting hope will be realized.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.